We've been bringing you Research New Zealand's polling all year, right through the lockdowns and as the election loomed, the referenda questions as well. Managing partner Emmanuel Kalafatelis joins us this morning on a different set of topics. Good morning, Emmanuel.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, with the election done and dusted and COVID at bay, you asked us to think about other matters now. What prompted this series of questions?
Actually, there is a connection, and the connection is with COVID. As everyone knows, New Zealand has become a bit of a role model with regard to the way in which it's managed the situation with COVID-19. And we thought that perhaps because of that, maybe New Zealand should stretch its legs and consolidate its national identity. So that's really the thinking behind this particular poll.
Interesting thinking. First of all, whether New Zealand should become a republic and say goodbye to the Queen. How are we feeling about that?
We're not quite ready to cut our ties with the royal family. There's a swing, though, towards New Zealand becoming a republic, but it's not at all strong at this particular point in time. It's 44% versus 20%.
44% not wanting us to become a republic. Has that changed much?
Not at all. In the 9 years that we've been polling on this particular subject, what has changed ever so slightly is the proportion who are agreeing that we should become a republic. But back in 2011, for example, it was 15%. Now it's 20%. But that 20% pales into insignificance when you consider the 44% who are disagreeing.
So if you flip those numbers around and added the neutral people to those who are in favour of a republic, would you get a kind of lukewarm majority view?
You would get just a little lukewarm majority view, 56%. And who knows, you know, in 2 years' time or 3 years' time, when we do this poll again, you know, that may have crept up to 66%.
Yeah, no, that's quite interestingly poised. But at the moment, emphatically in favour with staying under the aegis of the Queen.
Definitely.
Okay.
Despite what's happening to the royal family.
Despite what's happening to the royal family. We're going to talk about that later in the morning. The ages of respondents, a significant factor here?
Yeah, well, perhaps not surprisingly. The older you are, the more likely you are to disagree that New Zealand should become a republic.
You have dared to revisit the question of the New Zealand flag too.
Yes. We didn't ask John Key's permission to do this, but we went there because we thought that there is a definite swing towards New Zealand becoming a republic, or maybe there's some interest in changing the flag as well.
So how are we feeling about that now?
No change in 9 years, almost 10 years. We've got less than 20% agreeing that we should change our flag. As we saw with the Republic results, we've got almost three times that proportion disagreeing that we should actually change our flag. So that's 19 agreeing, 56 disagreeing. If we then add the people who are sitting on the fence to those who are agreeing, we get 45%. So that's still not even halfway. And so I don't really think that New Zealanders have got much of an appetite to even start thinking about changing the flag again.
Now, last but not least at all, changing the name of the nation, and you can see this gaining momentum in media incrementally, especially referring to the North and South Island by their Maori name. So what are you finding out here about calling us Aotearoa?
Well, we asked this particular question in two steps, if you like. Without referring to Aotearoa, we said to, in the first step, we said to our respondents, well, what about New Zealand changing its name? We didn't actually suggest to what, we just said, well, should it change its name? And we got an emphatic 71% disagreeing that we should do that, as opposed to 10% who thought that was a good idea. But then we went on and said to them, well, fair enough, but how about if we said to them, well, you may have heard in the media that New Zealand is being referred to as Aotearoa or Aotearoa New Zealand. And we said to them, well, what about a name change in that particular direction? And we got a little bit more of a positive response in that regard, whereas before we got an emphatic 71% disagreeing that we should change our name. That dropped down to 64% at the second stage of questioning. In fact, the remainder, quite a few of them, were keen on New Zealand changing its name to Aotearoa New Zealand. 20% gave us a tick in that regard. And another 10% said, well, why not go the full hog and change our name to Aotearoa? So that's 20% in relation to Aotearoa New Zealand, 10% in relation to Aotearoa.
Okay, so the number bumped up a bit, but still a firm minority. And in terms of age making a difference, there was a surprise here among older people, yeah?
Yeah, there was. Older people, people like you and me, 55 years of age and over, were significantly more in favour of the name change going to Aotearoa New Zealand.
Right. Okay, that is interesting. Do you discern a kind of slow but growing trend on these polling questions?
It's a slow grinding trend, Jim. And so you'd have to give us more than a decade for there to be a significant change one way or another.
Or do young people also become more conservative as they age? Their opinions might change too.
Oh, quite possibly. But when we were young, things were different in comparison to the world as it is today for young people. So even if they grow older, I think things move with them.
Yeah. That's a good point. So in summary, only 20% of New Zealanders really want New Zealand to become a republic or change the flag, but probably more would be happy with a Māori English name for our blessed isles.
Correct. I think that's a good way to summarise things.
Okay. Thank you, Emmanuel Kalafatelis. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Jim.